Protesters are preparing to demonstrate against the views of tennis great Margaret Court at the Australian Tennis Open tournament starting in Melbourne next week. And spearheading the criticism is former AMA Professor Karen Phelps, who says Margaret Court's views go beyond a difference of opinion over gay marriage and are dangerous and hurtful. A senior pastor at the Victory Life Centre Church in Perth, Margaret Court says the federal government's proposed gay marriage reforms would legitimise what God calls abominable sexual practices. Professor Phelps says such comments vilify homosexuals.
I think Margaret Court's name should be stripped from the arena. The Australian Open is an iconic sporting event. It has international attention. And for the name of somebody who has now associated themselves with some very extreme right-wing views that harm a lot of people, I don't think that that's appropriate for the name of that venue.
But at what point do you say that her views have gone beyond a simple difference over gay marriage to vilifying gays?
Well, she's way past the foot fault now. I think she's so far out of court, it's not funny. Her views on homosexuality are so extreme that they really almost defy comment. I believe that the comments that Margaret Court has been making are vilification. I don't believe that they're just opinion being expressed. I don't think that this is a matter of freedom of expression. I think these are comments that are vilifying because they incite hatred in others.
But why should her tennis achievements be diminished by her views?
Well, I think that the really confusing thing here is that like any Australian and like any sports fan, I can appreciate her sporting achievements. But I don't think that gives her license to spread the kind of hateful comments that she is spreading. And in fact, I think it's irresponsible for somebody to use their sporting fame to spread these kinds of views.
But Tennis Australia says that the arena was named in honour of Margaret Court's tennis achievements and her views are her own. Do you agree with that comment?
Well, I think on the one hand, Tennis Australia should be applauded for distancing themselves from Margaret Court's homophobic comments, but on the other hand, I think that the fact that this arena is named after Margaret Court, that Margaret Court is known to hold these views and that she is using the Australian Open coming up as a reason to continue to propagate these hateful views, that I think having the arena named after this person is just really, I think, giving extra license to her to continue to have that platform.
President of the Australasian Integrative Medicine Association, Karen Phelps, and we approached Margaret Court for a comment but were unable to contact her.